Good evening, this is Mike Oren for Mobu, episode number 7, August 19th, 2009. Alright, I'm going to get back on the gear trail a little bit, just because a guy I know happened to ask me about this product, and I kind of forgot how much fun I had with it, but when he asked about it, I said, well, you know what, I think I'm going to talk about it on Mobu. And, of course, the device, we're going to get back on the subject of photography, and the device of interest is the Panasonic DMC-TS1. This is a special camera from Panasonic that is a little bit different from the standpoint of being able to go underwater up to 9 feet, or 3 meters is their specification. And this camera was something I bought because we were taking a trip to Colorado, and I knew I was going to do some whitewater rafting. I did not anticipate using it in the pool with kids and whatnot, which made it kind of fun to do underwater photos of kids doing things underwater, and you know, other people doing things underwater, because, well, just buoyancy does funny things to your face, so it's kind of interesting that way. So the question that Jeff had was regarding, he had I think it was a Pentax or Olympus Optio, one of the other manufacturers. It's primarily been Pentax and Olympus that have dominated the underwater, or what they call the ruggedized point and shoot market in digital cameras. These two guys have really had all of the models. Canon just recently came out with one, which was on my list when I selected the Panasonic. They've only got one model. Theirs was a little too chunky and just hard to fit into a pocket for my taste. And also, there's been a few specialized models back in the film days, but it's a fairly short list. When you start talking about waterproof or underwater, without having to put some sort of external case on the camera itself, you're talking about maybe 10 models total that are out there. So, and they're all going to be point-and-shoot cameras. Now, Canon does have several models that have available cases, but the cases cost as much as a camera. So, they go down, you know, to great depths. I mean, you can go down 80 feet in some of these, and that's great if you're a scuba diver and whatnot. But you know, for just general purpose, you know, maybe occasional underwater use and just getting splashed, because you can splash these things all you want and they're not going to get damaged as long as you keep the seals tight. So the reason I like the DMC TS1 is, number one, it's completely flat. It's like a deck of cards, essentially. There's no objects sticking out of it other than the buttons, and it fits in a pocket very nicely. The other thing I like about it is it shoots 720p HD video, and in daylight, or you know, maybe evening light at the most, you don't want to go much darker than that, the videos look fantastic. And you can put them on an HD screen, and that's pretty cool, having something that can go underwater. And to take that underwater is even better if you want to do video underwater, because you know, it autofocuses just like a video camera would. Of course, not quite as good. You know, I've got a Canon 1080 HD camera, which does a much better job in the lower light situations. But hey, the best camera you have is the one that you have in your pocket. So DMC TS1, Panasonic, and it also runs, it's about 12 megapixels and runs about $350, available in 3 colors. And like that. So if you're interested in something like that, I mean, $350 is about as much you pay for a high-end point-and-shoot camera that will probably have more resolution as well as maybe more bells and whistles. But this camera offers fairly good manual controls given its size. And like I said, whitewater rafting, being able to take some video and some photos, you know, it was great fun. And going underwater in the pool, and I'm going to try it in the ocean next time. So that wraps it up for Mobu episode number 7. Look forward to talking with you the next time. And by the way, you can always reach me at my website. That's www.mikeoren.com, or Twitter. You can follow me at Twitter with the tag Mike Oren. All right, talk with you soon.